Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ. At La Toque, Napa, Chef Ken Frank. Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm always great because there's always wine in your company. We'll do this. Salut. What are we drinking?
So we're drinking some 2015 Burgundy, red Burgundy. That's Burgundy from the Haute Côte de Nuit. From Domaine Le Chenot. It's the Burgundy we're pouring with the truffled chicken fried quail with truffle gravy on our 38th annual all black truffle menu.
Well, Chef, just for sound effects, could you just do a little pour in here into my glass with it? Because just the sound is so wonderful. Look at this. Listen to this. Ah, yes. It wasn't because I wanted more wine. I promise you, Chef. Here we go. Chef Ken Frank, 38 years, 38 truffle years of dinners, all things truffle. Did you ever imagine when you did the first one in L.A. 38 years ago that you'd still be doing this?
No, I mean, that would imply that there was a grand plan and there wasn't. Yeah. My plan is pretty much get up every day and make sure everything tastes good.
Truffles, what do you love about them?
Well, you know, yes, I like the flavor and all that, but there's also the mystery of truffles, the fact that they are rare and elusive, that it's a gift of nature when we do have them. And it's a very interesting food to cook with, and it's a very difficult food to really get the best flavor out of. Sure, it's really easy to shave them on top of pasta, and that's awesome, or to put them in scrambled eggs, and that's great. But to really bring out the best in them has certainly taken me years and years, and I'm still learning. And that's, you know, that's part of why I like what I do anyway, is because it's such a dynamic, exciting business that we, you know, all of us keep learning new things
and
all
the time. That's the joy of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What has been the most surprising thing you've learned about truffles, and aside from on pasta and with eggs, where do they thrive?
Well, truffles do well with other flavors that aren't too strong. Truffles do well with fat and protein. They're particularly well suited to infusing their flavor into eggs and dairy.
Yeah.
They're particularly well suited to sitting between the chicken skin and the chicken meat and infusing their flavor into the chicken as the chicken roasts. But for example, just this last summer, you know, for decades, I've been storing fresh eggs with fresh truffles, and the eggs absorb an amazing amount of truffle flavor. Well, this summer, we were working with Aussie truffles because it's their winter and our summer, so we get their winter truffles in July, and we stored a piece of Beemster cheese in the sealed bin that we were keeping the truffles in, and this cheese picked up a crazy amount of truffle flavor just sitting there. It's like, duh, why didn't we think of that before? But, you know, you just keep learning things.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing.
And what's wonderful, I mean, you can get so much out of a truffle. Right in front of us here, we have $100 worth of truffle, I would say. So, of course, you can shave this onto pasta, but also you get extra mileage out of it by storing it with your eggs, storing it with cheese, right?
If you store it with eggs, or if you take the scraps and you chop them up and you stir them into butter and save the butter, you can use every little bit of the truffle. And if you learn how to use it to its best advantage, you can ultimately, in fact, get a lot out of it. I mean, storing truffles with eggs costs nothing. The amount of flavor that an egg will absorb in 48 hours is mind-blowing. You can scramble the egg without even putting any truffle in and taste the truffle. Now, of course, if you put the proper amount of truffle in too, it's even better. Mm. But, I mean, when you crack the egg and you smell the empty shell, it's like you're smelling the truffle. It's mm-hmm. really amazing.
You know, just this past weekend, you had the Napa Truffle Festival, an incredible success, 10 years. Over those 10 years, so many chefs from all parts of the world. Who did you bring in for this past festival, this past weekend?
So this last weekend, we had Juan Jose Cuevas, the chef, many people think the best chef in Puerto Rico, from the 1919 restaurant at the Condado Vanderbilt Hotel in San Juan, which is a magnificent five-star hotel at the beach. And, you know, in January, that's pretty compelling. We brought my friend Michael Smith from Farina and Extra Virgin in Kansas City, one of my favorite people to cook with. He's as crazy as I am. He lives to cook, and he just loves to cook great food.
And you went and spent some time with him for a tomato festival, is that correct?
I did a tomato dinner with him in Kansas City last summer. That we just had a tomato in every course.
Wait, you get tomatoes, he gets truffles. I love tomatoes, by the way. I love tomatoes even more.
We had as much fun with tomatoes as you can have with truffles. Trust
sure.
me.
Yeah.
We had a blast. And then from France, from Thonon-les-Bains, which is very near the village where I lived in the early 70s, we have Raphael Vianney, one-star Michelin, mm-hmm. from the restaurant that bears his name. And he's doing, he did this fantastic scallop and truffle carpaccio with a warm chestnut milk spooned over the top. And it's on point.
I love that you get to bring your band of brothers and sisters together for this great weekend of all things truffle. And it's about eating. It's about drinking. The weekend is also very much about truffle education, right? Because big things are happening right here in our backyard in Napa.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we now have a couple of established truffiers in the wine country that are beginning to produce small amounts of truffle. But over the next couple of years, those are going to turn into real, I mean, instead of me getting two or three truffles to work with, I'll be able to get a basket. So we're a couple years from having fresh truffles available to chefs in the Bay Area that were grown in the Bay Area yesterday.
That's pretty exciting, right?
That next day availability is going to rival what the Italian and French chefs have. And we're all pretty excited about that.
So in terms of the ranking around the world and those who are best known for truffles, we have the French, we have the Italians, we have the Croatians, we have the Aussies. And you love the stuff from down under, right?
Oh, the truffles we get in the summertime from Australia, their black winter truffles are every bit as good as the best European black truffles. And that gives us, you know, enormous hope that we'll be able to replicate their success here. It's the same DNA. They brought the DNA from Europe to Australia 20 plus years ago.
Yeah.
They have developed a spectacular truffle business. We get truffles from Australia faster and fresher than we get them from Europe. And they're simply spectacular. And to have truffles in our summer gives us an opportunity to cook things with truffles that we don't cook in the wintertime. I mean, to eat fresh sweet corn right now in Northern California, not possible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like eating a BLT right now. Don't waste your time.
No.
But who knew that corn, butter, and truffles was so off the chart? So there's opportunities in the summertime with our fantastic local produce that are really spectacular.
Yeah.
So to have truffles twice a year is just great.
You have your special truffle menu, 38th year, all things truffle. Tell me about the menu, and how long can folks come and enjoy the special truffle menu here at La Toque, Western Verasa in Napa?
Sure. So this is our 38th year doing an all-black truffle menu with fresh black winter truffles in every single course. So it's seven courses with truffles, and it will be available nightly for the rest of the month of January.
It's hard to pick a favorite course, like picking a favorite child, but if you were to go to a desert island and have your last supper, what dish would you be enjoying for your last supper?
Right now, this year, we have a couple of new dishes on the menu, but two are completely brand new. And the one that I am just so in love with is a truffled beef dish, where we take a New York strip loin, and instead of cutting it into steaks, we cut it into thin strips the length of the whole piece, which is like a foot and a half long. And then we roll that up with slices of fresh truffle, and then we wrap it in caul fat. And the amount, it's the first time we've ever done this, the amount of truffle flavor that the beef picks up is just amazing. And it is my favorite new thing.
Chef, I love that even after almost 40 years of cooking with truffles, you're as excited today as you were on day one. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, it's, you know, I love my job, and I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Last thing for our listeners, if we were to share one recipe, is there one dish from your arsenal that you'd be willing to share with our listeners so we can post on our page?
Certainly. The single best thing people can do to learn how to cook with truffles is to cook them with eggs. And I'll be delighted to share that.
Okay. You're a good man. Chef Kenton Frank, always a joy, my friend. Folks, do yourself a favor. For more on Truffle Fest, for more on Chef Ken Frank, for more on all things truffle, go to kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat. Yes, more truffles, Chef, please. That would be absolutely delightful. Thank you so very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.